All right, welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast. My name is Nate Patrone.
This is Grizzle.
McCool.
All right, fellas, here's the down and dirty. We got 10 minutes to give you the action on this game from last night. You want to know why? Because Redbeard, our producer, is baking down in Fort Myers. We're stuck in a man cave with middling hardware, and we only got about 10 minutes of juice on this puppy. So let's give it to him, Grizz.
We're going to need to talk like Carlos Williams. Here we go.
Not going to be much feeling in this. We're just going to stick to the facts. Fellas, the defense was lights out. They were crazy out there. They were loco. If you tell me we're going into this game and we're limiting Brady and team to 20 points, I'm going to tell you that the Bills are going to walk away with a victory. Shutting down Gronkowski, letting him only catch two balls, jamming him at the line. Hey, what at Carly Zielinski? One bright spot last night is I won in fantasy, even though my opponent had Brady and Gronk. Yeah, you can feel real good about that. Woo! Can you expect anything better from this defense, Grizz?
Without a doubt in my mind, no. Listen, every defense is going to make mistakes. I can find plays out there where guys should have made a tackle here or there, whatever. You know what? The defense played phenomenal. I can't ask for anything more.
Let's talk about the O then, Grizz. Walk me through it. Who's to blame here?
Oh, man. In my opinion, it's Tyrod. I mean, you look at the game that he played, right? 233 yards, no touchdowns, zero picks. Watkins and Clay are just getting no action whatsoever. At Mark Zeno says the best. He says, listen, I'm no offensive genius or anything, but Watkins' first catch should have come before the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I mean, what was going on with Tyrod, guys? What was going on? He just looked jittery. He looked unsteady. He looked like Mr. Ice in the Veins had some hot water going through or something. I don't know what was going on, but you look at Tyrod. He's 5-3 as a starter here. He's got two losses to the Patriots. It didn't look so hot last night for Tyrod. The deep ball was underthrown many times when it was open. He wasn't hitting his main targets. What do you think? Do you look for another quarterback, or is it really about giving him time to develop?
Yeah, I think you got to. Hey, we're saying we let Tyrod sit behind Flacco for, what, 3-4 years? And now we're saying this is a great business case to let a QB develop behind a starter. So, yeah, I'm okay. Let's say Tyrod's a starter for the next 3 years, but you know what? I'm drafting a QB next year. I'm drafting a quarterback. I'm going to get him on the roster, and I'm saying, hey, Tyrod, nothing to worry about, buddy. We're just going to let him develop behind you the way that you develop behind Flacco. And if it doesn't work out, if you got 10 years under your belt, no problem, buddy. We'll trade him. You got nothing to worry about, but you bet I'm getting another quarterback on their roster.
Woo! It is fast up in here. Let me ask you another question. Who should be returning kicks? McKelvin? Yes or no?
I say no. Not based off of his performances.
Who do you put back there, McColt?
Booby Dixon, Chris Hogan.
Booby Dixon? You're a joke.
What?
Anybody. EJ Manuel, he can catch the ball.
Sammy Watkins, he's not getting targeted. Why not put him back there? Let him do something.
My vote is for Hogan, and here's why. He's at receiver. He's pretty dependable at catching the ball, right? Right?
Yep.
Absolutely. I say that's all I'm looking for right now. I don't have high hopes. I don't need somebody just flashy back there. Just catch the dang ball. Hold on to it. Fair catch. That's all I'm looking for. I vote for Hogan.
Put in the white chocolate. All right. We cannot finish this podcast without talking about officiating, fellas. You know what? I will not say that we lost because of officiating, but you never know. Maybe Tyrod Taylor with his busted arm that's about to fall off can huck it 50 yards with 2 seconds left in the game for the Hail Mary touchdown. I don't know. Crazier things have happened. But fellas, come on. Beginning of the game, interception call back early on a Corey Graham hold that you couldn't even tell from the television.
Where was the replay?
No replay, my man.
That's weak. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy. They knew that they blew that call. They weren't going to re-show it. How about the inadvertent whistle on Brady and Amendola? You know what? We were the beneficiaries of that because I got to think that Amendola is gone. I don't care what Rex or anyone else is saying. But come on, that was just a sloppy joke.
It was bad. That's all I can say about that.
End of the game, Sammy Watkins giving himself up. That doesn't even make sense. What are you talking about? Nobody touched him. He got out of bounds. In my book, the clock stops.
That was raw. I mean, that was just horrible. Taking the game out of our hands. Taking a chance to tie the game, win the game, whatever. You don't even give them a chance to throw the Hail Mary down the field.
The clock actually even stopped in the game, too, and the referee started it back up. It was ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
What a joke. At Vista Hop, I guess Ninkovich can kill someone soon and it'll be okay. Yeah, that's right, because that's about how the refs were calling
that the game. The face mask that got called back, you know, oh, and no flag on McCoy, there's another one. I think that was Ninkovich who tackled him.
They pick up the flag. What a joke. What is going on? Guys, all this makes the game hard to watch. Did we lose because of officiating last night? No, we didn't. We lost because Tyrod couldn't throw the stinking ball. But what is the solution? How can we fix this? Because I'm sitting there, I'm geared up for this game, and it was just, ugh! I threw up a couple times in my mouth.
I got two answers for you. Number one, you ever seen when they do the EA Sports and they connect all those little, like, whatever they are, just beacons to the guy?
Sensors.
Sensors, right? You find a way to put a million sensors on every single player like it's Madden out there, and there's no longer refs, they're computer refs. And you figure out a way to make the officiating computerized. That is solution number one.
That's a great idea. You could put a sensor in the hand, a sensor in the face mask. Exactly. If they come in contact, bam, you know there's a penalty. You could put
and
a sensor.
And it would speed the game up because we wouldn't have to sit here and deliberate for 5 minutes on a review of watching video.
That would
video.
Be incredible. You could put sensors in the ball to get an accurate spot on the field.
Exactly. The second solution is this. You get rid of almost every camera on the field, okay? And you just live with the fact that there's going to be error. It's bound to happen. At least it makes it easier to swallow. And it's not this middle ground of there's a bunch of cameras, a bunch of officials, and they're still getting things wrong. You got to go one extreme or the other, in my opinion.
Yep. You know, officiating, it wasn't what it was. In the words of Mike Tirico, what a screwed up night.
Oh, you got to love Tirico. That was classic. Man, listen, guys, the Bills are sitting at 5-5. No bones about it. They need wins against Kansas City and Houston in the next 2 weeks. They are must-win situations. How likely is it in your mind that the Bills are making the playoffs?
I think we still got a good chance here, fellas. You know what? I'm a typical optimist here in Buffalo. I think we go down to KC. We win. I think we can beat Houston at home, no problem, as long as J.J. Watt doesn't go crazy and J.J. Watt us again like he did last year. I think we can do it. We go 4-2. I think we beat Cincy in the first round. I think we beat the Patriots and Gillespie. Boom, boom, Bills, baby, right? Here we come.
You are off your rocker. In my opinion, here's what I see. We are not going to the playoffs. It is not likely. Did you see the two-minute drill last night, guys? Or shall I say the lack thereof? Because there's going to be a game that we need to win, whether it's next week or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. And you know what? After the performance of seeing them not close the game out or at least put up a good fight last night, I do not feel good about the playoff chances.
I agree. No playoffs.
Bam.
Bam. All right. You know what? It's been fast. It's been quick. But it's been hot. And we're going to wrap it up with Man Crush. McColt, who you got for your Man Crush this week?
Carson Palmer, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But he beat the Bengals. He's having a heck of a year. And I think the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl.
All right. Gotta love it. I'm going with Thomas Rawls. Over 200 yards rushing. You know, that wasn't Marshawn Lynch out there. That was Thomas Rawls. He puts up another 50 receiving. Scores 2 touchdowns. Bam!
Woo! Short and sweet. Gotta love it. You know what, McColt? I'm going to see your Cardinals, and I'm going to raise you one. And I'm going to say, Larry Fitzgerald, I don't need no stats. I don't need nothing. I got a permanent man crush on this guy. I'm saying from the beginning of time to the end of time, I love this dude. He goes up, he gets the ball. He's a team player. I don't care what his stats were this week. Man crush. Boom.
Man, this is crazy. All right, fellas, it's been real. Rez, you better get back soon because I'll tell you what. I do not like being leashed to 10 minutes. I like opining about nothing. Get your butt back here in Buffalo so we can rock next week. Hey, fellas, what do you say? KC, let's take him down.
Hey, check us out on the Facebook. Hit us up on the Twitterverse, 716ROCKS.
Make sure you subscribe to iTunes. Just subscribe. I don't even care if you listen to the show. I got to get my stats up. Woo! All right, fellas, it's been real. Peace.
Out.
See you. You got to fight.